Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline, and we are joined by our good friend Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Deke, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, Deke, first up, I need you to be nice to me. I'm doing halftime on Sunday, so
I will.
The whole transition, and I'm just forewarning you. You'll be like, and let's throw it back to the idiot in the studio. Thank you.
They don't even give me that kind of responsibility. They let Jim do that.
All right, well, good. Then it'll be fun. Deke, let's talk about the Browns and where they are right now. And general manager saying some interesting things about the players who were here before, or the players that were drafted before he had the opportunity to now look and move this team forward. What do you think about the line about they didn't get real players?
Well, I think what he probably was meaning, I would hope, was that they didn't get impact players. And the biggest impact you can get is, you know, the quarterback. And, you know, we've passed on three of them over the course of the last 4 years, and we've missed some pretty good ones. And I think, you know, this is a quarterback-driven league, and that's, I think, what I would imagine he was referring to.
Deke, is it wrong to not feel, even though we had Jimmy Haslam's endorsement 100% for Hugh being back next year, is it wrong to not feel 100% safe that he will be back, considering, I mean, the comments you just heard from John Dorsey, and that as he evaluates things, that maybe this is a decision that he decides to bring in his own guy?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, any general manager and to his credit, he has come in with four games left to evaluate the process and how things run over there, and to see, you know, how, you know, what his philosophy, how it blends with Hugh's philosophy. And, you know, I think if you have a lame duck GM, which, you know, Sashi could have been, you know, the players aren't even going to notice. But if you have a lame duck coach, you know, there's a good chance your players, you're going to and not get the effort that you wanted in the last few games of the season. So I think it's important that, you know, that they put the word out that the coach was going to be there. That's always subject to change because, you know, we've seen a lot of changes around here in the last 4 or 5 years.
Deke, doesn't it feel, though, like Dorsey and Hugh might actually be on the same page, especially some of the things that Dorsey said yesterday about trying to get Hugh the players that he needs? Like, to me, that's a little refreshing, especially if you're moving forward with you.
I think so. And I think, you know, the fact that, you know, some of the cuts that they've already made have been, you know, messages. You know, here's guys that have come in as free agents. Kenny Britt, obviously, the one we'd be talking about. And, you know, just not good for your locker room, not good for your football team. You know, dropping passes, just being kind of a mouth in the locker room and not a real true team player, and not the kind of example you want for young players, because they stripped it down. They took away a lot of the leadership that was on this football team. You know, a Josh McCown, had he stayed around, would have been a big asset to Deshaun Kizer. And, you know, you just look, you know, across the board, and they've made personnel decisions in the past that, you know, really made it tough to win, because the idea was they were going to get all these draft picks, a lot of reps, but, you know, they're all so young, there's no, you know, true leadership out there.
Doug, I want to preface this by saying it's not me trying to knock Sashi now that he's out of the building, but isn't it clear that if you have an opportunity, as Jimmy Haslam did and made good on it, to get a guy like John Dorsey, who has the experience, and not just Kansas City, we're talking about all the years in Green Bay under Ron Wolf, that this is pretty much a no-brainer hire, and it's more about getting the right guy than it is firing the wrong guy or whatever the narrative seems to be out there?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the fact that Jimmy Haslam said, you know, that he had kind of told Sashi that he was going to look for a football guy, I mean, it kind of sent a message. And, you know, whether you like him or not, the one thing you can say about, you know, Jimmy Haslam is, you know, if he sees something going the wrong way, and it's been going the wrong way now for about 4 or 5 years, he's not afraid to make a change. But at some point along the road, you're going to have to get some stability so these, you know, players don't change from system to system, year to year, and they can get comfortable with what they're doing. And, I think that, you know, he's trying to make it work. It's just a matter of, you know, there's no NFL 101 classes that you can take to, as an owner to get there, because the other 31 owners will help you make money. They're not going to help you win.
Deke, just give me your take on Kizer right now, because I'm mixed a little bit after last week, because I thought he played well. And then I also said, you know what, if Green Bay goes for two at the end of regulation and wins the game right there, I think people would walk away from that game saying, wow, you know what, Kizer's really starting to improve. But because of what happened in overtime, it just, boom, it took everything backwards. What's your read on Kizer right now?
Well, I think, you know, he's, as I like to say, he's consistently inconsistent. And, you know, he has games and streaks where you sit there and, you know, you got that wow factor. But then there's, you know those throws like trying to make a play where he should have got rid of the football, where you go, oh, no. And I think, you know, that's the thing about being a young player with a lot of young players around you. And, you know, you look at the receiving core that they gave him until, you know, you got Kenny Corey Coleman and Josh Gordon back. You know, that's just a bunch of guys out there. You know, now you have some actual impact players that, you know, can make plays. And, it's a learning process. And it's tough for a quarterback if he's got a bunch of veterans around him at the skilled positions. But when you've got a bunch of new guys and young guys, that's a lot on a quarterback's plate. And I think, you know, he has shown that, you know, there's times where you say, you know, boy, this guy could be really good. And there's other times, you know, where you look at us, you know, we're minus 21 in the giveaway takeaway. And, you know, you're never going to win that way. You know, Baltimore, if you look at their numbers defensively and offensively as far as the rankings, we're right there with them. But the biggest, you know, difference is the turnovers. You know, they're in the plus 13 area, and we're in the minus 21 area. And you just can't win games when you turn the ball over like that.
Doug Deacon, color analyst for the Browns Radio Network, joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. Hey, Doug, when you go back to his days, Dorsey's days in Green Bay, and you look forward to Kansas City and what he did there, it just seems like the idea of DeShone Kizer, who was, we all knew, was extremely raw coming out of school, that there would have, I just get the sense there would never have been a chance under John Dorsey that he would have started opening day. And that, if anything, from the Green Bay days, the Kansas City days, even with Mahomes right now, he always wants to make sure that that young guy isn't in there too soon. So do you see a case where you not only go high with the quarterback in the draft, but that he absolutely brings somebody in free agency? Maybe it's Alex Smith, maybe it's a Tyrod Taylor, whoever.
Well, yeah, I think there's a good chance that, you know, he knows the need for veteran leadership. And I think I would not be surprised if you didn't want to keep Josh McCown around just for that reason, because as you said, you know, saw now that Josh is hurt, they're making him an assistant coach there in New York, and that speaks pretty highly of, you know, his football IQ. And I think, you know, for Kizer, yeah, I think, you know, he would have been better served, because, you know, there's a reason he fell to the second round. He was young. You know, the coach at the Notre Dame said he probably should have stayed in school another year. But, you know, the opportunity was there, and, you know, he decided to go into the draft, and in doing so, you know, he's paying the price of a young quarterback, you know, trying to learn. But unlike most quarterbacks, he didn't have a full deck of cards around him.
Deke, last question. Josh Gordon back now 2 weeks. Your thoughts on the way he's playing and how he's impacted the offense?
Well, I mean, he's obviously a playmaker. I mean, that's the one thing that you got to have. You got to have guys that are difference makers. And, you know, I think, you know, right now we're seeing them trying to get a chemistry developed. You know, there was times that he's been open and he was, you know, overthrown out in L.A. And, you know, last week there was a couple misses. But for the most part, you know, all of a sudden, you know, when your quarterback rating goes up, and you have the highest one you've had all season, and Josh Gordon and Corey Coleman are on the field with you for the first or second time, it kind of speaks of, you know, the value of having those playmakers around.
Deke, I'll talk to you on Sunday. Have a great weekend, and get your holiday shopping done.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right, Doug Deacon for the Browns Radio Network joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.